Thanks for streaming our podcast. Our SOS Radio team is always experimenting with new things. By financially supporting the music and conversation in our podcast, you're helping it grow.
I use the SOS Radio app when I'm working. I love the fact that there are no ads, there's no pop-ups, and I can listen to Scott Harrell's podcast. I made a $20 gift to help keep the music commercial-free.
You can make a donation to help grow the podcast at sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app.
Our kids have been back in school, and for a lot of parents, it can be a stressful season. It's a busy season. Then you wonder what your kids are hearing at school, what they're being taught about who they are and their true identity. And Sherry Rose Shepherd's an award-winning author. She knows a whole lot about speaking truth to our kids and just showing them how much they're genuinely loved. And Sherry's joining us today on SOS Radio. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to be with you all.
So you live in Southern California, you won Miss America in Las Vegas, and you are representing Arizona. We have listeners in all of those areas.
Yes, many, many years ago. Today, I am a grandma of three beautiful grandbabies, and I have two kids that I've raised. I had an 11-year spread, so I got my surprise baby. So my baby is now 20, and she's in full-time ministry, and then I have a 30-year-old son and three grandbabies and a beautiful daughter-in-law, and I'm a first-generational Christian. And so I was very much aware of, wow, I don't have any background. So I really searched God's word and really paid attention to role models of what they were doing with their children. And God gave me some creativity. And now I've just finished a book series with Focus on the Family for us to help our kids have adventures with the King. And I love getting kids excited about the Lord. And I know as us parents and grandparents, we're always desperate. Like, okay, how do we navigate this through the world we live in? What does that look like lived out every day? And that's what this series is about.
Yeah, you're really digging into the hearts and the minds of our kids, because there's a difference between just knowing the information and then actually connecting that to their heart, you know, where it says, you know, you're uniquely wonderfully made and you were made with a purpose. And you hear those messages and they're in your head, but we really want our kids to take that to heart.
It's true. And even adults will grow up and go, wait, was my purpose? Did I miss it? I would just love to share a few key things that I did. But, you know, I want to first by saying, don't operate out of fear as a parent, because God will cover you where you can't cover yourself. But there are some practical things that we can do to really make faith exciting for our kids and to anchor them in who they are. And well, the first two books are called A Hero's Prayer and A Princess Prayer. And the basis of the story is exactly what we would teach our kids, but it's a little boy that's talking to his mom, I want to be a superhero, and she's asking him, which what we can do with our little boys, well, what kind of powers do you want to have, you know, if you were a superhero? And you get them all excited about, oh, I want to be a superhero, and in the book, he wants to be invisible, and he wants to fly, and all these things. And then that goes to the next scene, and they're in the grocery store, and there's a little girl in front of them that the mom can't afford to buy the snacks that she wants, and so the little boy that prayed to be a hero didn't even realize it. And he says, well, mommy, let's buy their snacks, or she can have my snack. And so he gives her his snacks, and they go out in the car. And she goes, you realize you were just an invisible hero? And he said, what? And he goes, yeah, you just made the invisible God visible to that little girl when you gave her your snacks. And it's just those everyday things, like when I would run errands with Jake and I would say to him, you know, you're a hero for Jesus, but you got to pray for your powers. And, you know, from the time he was two, he'd say, dear Jesus, beam me up. And then I said, well, let's look for people that need to be rescued. And I'd say, oh, open up the door for that grandma or help carry that. And I would always just instill this heroic praise that inspired him more and more and more to do things that real heroes do, not make tons of money and drive nice cars and have a bunch of women. That's not heroes. That's fame. But true heroes actually make a difference. And it was just fun. And I think that if you make it more of a daily fun while you're running errands or having things in the car where you're playing fun music or scriptural memorization for telling stories or having them make up stories or, hey, if you could be anything, like, what would you want to be? And getting them thinking about that. And with the little girl, the whole thing is, mommy, will you pray I'll be a real princess? And the mom is like trying to wonder, she doesn't know her own identity, but she doesn't want to weaken the childlike faith of her little girl. So she just prayed somehow God would make her a real princess. And the little girl, they go to church and she's in Sunday school and the teacher is teaching in the book how God's the King of Kings. And the little light bulb goes on the little girl and she goes, God answered my prayer, because if God's a king of kings, I'm a real princess. I'm a daughter of the king. And she asked the teacher if she can bring a crown to her mom. And there's a scene at the end of the book where she puts the crown on her mama, and they're both crying because mama's realizing, oh, I'm a real princess too. I'm the king's daughter. And so it's just those everyday little things that really, you don't have to be a Bible scholar. You don't have to be a best-selling author. You don't have to be any of those things. And I think just praying too, asking, have your kids pray, dear God, I just pray that you would help me today to show people that you love them. So you position them in a place where they already see themselves as an extension of God's love or his messenger of hope or a light in darkness by their own prayer.
We're talking about helping our kids understand what it truly means to be a hero today at SOS Radio with Sherry Rose Shepherd. And Sherry, I coached kids soccer, and the other night I overheard a couple of our nine-year-old boys. They're all talking, and one of them said, yeah, I think I'm going to be the captain this year on the team. And I was thinking, as the coach, right? I'm just overhearing
right.
this. So I said, I pull them over, and I said, so what does it mean to be a captain? They're like, well, it means you're going to be like the best player. And I said, is that what a captain is? And they said, yeah, it means you're like always a good player, and then other people will be better when they're playing with you. And I was like, well, that might be a part of this, but really it's about leadership. It's about the person that's helping the newer players learn to play soccer. And it's the person that's helping lead the team and shepherd the other players to work together. And it's a leader who's the one that's always having a good attitude, and the leader that's building up others and encouraging those that are starting to do better but aren't there yet. It's the one that's speaking life more to people. And I think a lot of that applies right to what we're talking about with heroes.
Right there. You just taught him a life lesson that he will probably be talking about you when he's 25 and 30. But again, look when you did it in everyday life, right? You just overheard a conversation as a Christian man of God said, okay, here's my opportunity. And a lot of times we think our kids aren't listening, and that's okay. Keep going. And remember, when they say, I don't feel like something, just be honest. Say, you know what? Faith always doesn't feel, it's not something that you feel like doing because you're spirit and your flesh, like Paul says, are always going to fight each other. And I think it's important to be able to let them know that it's okay to not feel like something and still be obedient. Because if we did everything we felt, we'd be in trouble. And I think validating their feelings, when someone hurts them, well, how did that make you feel? And then they are able to express their feelings. But then that also is an opportunity. Next time they do something to hurt someone, you can say, honey, remember how you felt during that time? And we don't want to make someone else feel that way. But then there's a touch point to the feeling as opposed to just a teaching. And the other thing, parents, that I'm learning, as your kids get older, I was looking at Jesus and the Word of God, and you know, we're following Christ's example, right, as Christians. He didn't use a lot of words, and I know as moms especially, I use way too many words with my kids trying to drive home a point. And then their eyes get glazed, right, and they're not listening, and you want to keep talking until they get it. And they're fried. I was looking at Jesus. He didn't use very many words when he changed people's lives. He used timely words. So one of the things I encourage us all is, Lord, anoint my mouth and give me just enough words that are by you that they'll hear it, and show me when to be silent so they can digest it.
We're talking with Sherry Rose Shepherd today at SOS Radio, and you came from a place where some teachers told you flat out that you weren't going to really amount to much when you were young, and that affected you. Talk about that season of your life and how God really broke through.
Yeah, I'm 58 years old, and when I was in school, and I still have dyslexia. You know, the joke is I've written more books than I've read, which is true. I can listen to books, but I can't read very well. But they didn't know a lot about dyslexia growing up, and yet I was creatively smart. I could hear you, and I'd remember what you say, but if you had me read instructions or read something I had to study, I couldn't. Because they didn't know a lot about, all the teachers were frustrated with me because they could see I was smart in one way and not in another. And finally, one teacher was just so sick of it that she's like, if you do not master this, you're just going to amount to nothing. And I couldn't, and I didn't understand what a learning disorder is then. And I'll tell you, as someone that has and struggles with a learning disorder, I know what it feels like to be a kid in school and feel like I'm powerless and no one even understands what's going on here. And then I also was very overweight as a child. I mean, I won pageants older to try to prove my worth before I became a Christian. But as far as my life as a young girl, always being overweight, having my homecoming king call me Sherry the Beached Whale, and you know, just a lot of things that really could have and did at the time affect my identity. So I think I really grabbed on to renewing my mind and who I am in Christ. And I think with parents, if you want your kids to know the true identity, be super careful that you don't say what you don't like about yourself. We don't mean to, but when we say in front of our daughters, I feel fat, I hate my nose, I hate this, I don't like that, we are literally training them to not like themselves without even realizing it. I remember talking to my daughter when she was about 14 saying, Mommy should never talk about the things she doesn't like because God made me unique the way I am. And that was wrong. And that way she's able to learn from my mistakes by me saying that. And then she's able to go, oh, well, if Mommy thinks that's wrong, then I shouldn't want to do that either. And then the other thing is that really is helpful in getting your kids' faith activated and their identity secure is, hey, if you hear Mommy gossip or say something I shouldn't, would you respectfully help me and tell me when I do that? Because when you do that, especially when your kids get closer into sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade in there, now you have given them permission to apply in a respectful way, of course, not correcting you in a disrespectful way. There's a difference between calling someone out and calling someone up. I taught my kids. And I think it's really important that they have that opportunity too, because then it shows your humility and that, wow, thanks a lot. That was hard to hear, but you're right. Thank you for calling me up. Thank you for helping me with that. And thank you for doing it respectfully. And then that gives you a louder voice and there becomes a mutual, hey, we're all trying to be Christ-like, but none of us can obtain it on our own and we are going to fail. I love painting this picture of God. Do you know how you feel when your babies took their first steps, right? Mm-hmm. You're so excited, like, oh, you can do one more. And then they fall down on their little tushies and, okay, get up again. And they fall down on their little tushies and then they grab onto the little corner and then finally you, oh, they took five steps. If you can explain to yourself and your kids, God's the same way with your walk with him. He loves you so much that when you fail or fall down, he's a heavenly daddy, just like you were with your kids learning to walk, saying, okay, let's get up again. Let's get up again. And I think if you present that first to yourself, when you fail, you lose it, you have a hard day, you didn't sleep, your baby kept you up all night, or your kid exasperated you, it's okay to be honest with your kids and say, I'm really tired today and I'm not myself and will you pray for me and I need God. And it's good for them to see you say you need God than try to be perfect because then you're presenting something they can never live up to or yourself.
We're talking about speaking life to our kids, even when they don't perform the way we want, with Sherry Rose Shepherd today at SOS Radio. She wrote a series of books called Adventures with the King. And Sherry, one of the subjects that you're passionate about is the lost art of repentance and how that can be especially applicable and relating to our kids when they aren't exactly well behaved. You talk a lot about the story of Zacchaeus coming to Jesus and then returning four times what he stole.
Yeah, I love the story of Zacchaeus. And I think that a lot of times we think that repentance means saying, I'm sorry, or we think it's too hard because we have to look at our sin. But actually, repentance is a gift. So if you got in the shower every day, but you didn't use soap or shampoo, and how much water you put on your hair and your body, you're not going to get the dirt off without scrubbing it off. And that's the same with repentance. You can go to church every Sunday, you can read the word and water yourself in the word. But if you're dirty and you haven't cleaned yourself, meaning come before God, be like David, search me, God, is there anything in me that offends you? Show me, and then, of course, the Lord's Prayer. Forgive me of anything I've done and help me forgive others anything they've done to me. That's something God said to pray daily. I think a lot of people teach, they confuse that, yes, you are forgiven once and for all, meaning you will go to heaven when you receive Jesus as your Savior. But the rest of that forgiveness, the daily repentance, is for you. It's a gift to you to be clean, just like soap and shampoo and clean water is a gift to you. So I think what's happening is there's just a lot of piled up dirtiness on our souls that we don't even realize because we knew something was wrong, but we didn't actually make it right. So repentance isn't just saying, I'm sorry, God. It's going to God and saying, God, I hurt someone or I sinned against you. Daddy in heaven, show me what you want me to do about it. Because Jesus says, prove that you have repented by doing the works of repentance. And I think that's not taught on. So our kids are growing up feeling so underneath the weight of their own sin without even understanding why, and parents are too, because they never took advantage of the beautiful gift of being washed by the living water and being led on how to make it right so your conscience is clear and your soul is clean. And it's a beautiful thing to teach our children. That it's a gift. It's not a punishment. It's not a, tell God you're sorry or he's going to hurt you. It's not what that is. Repentance is, I love you, children, and I want to help you be all that you're called to be. And I think even like the way you speak life is you don't speak fake, you don't speak lies, speak life. So if my son or daughter would lie or disobey me, I would say to them, this isn't who you are. It was wrong what you did. And that way they could separate their sin and their actions from their identity. Because if I say bad girl or bad boy, then that becomes their identity. But if I say, you know what, this was wrong what you did, this isn't who you are, it's wrong what you did. That's going to change the perspective and not damage their identity, but make sure that they have a conscience of right and wrong.
There's praise, which is talking about what somebody did, and then there's encouragement, which is speaking life to who they are, speaking to their giftings and talents.
Let's say you're, like you are, you're an amazing DJ. I can hear your voice. My dad was a DJ, so I'm very aware of a good DJ. You have a great voice. But if that's all your parents ever told you was how great whatever your gifting is, then all your confidence is in that. So if something happens, that remains your identity, so you don't develop your Christ confidence, right? So if we have to be careful with our kids, he's the best football player, he's the best soccer player, he's the best this, or she's the best that, or she's so pretty, and we're constantly enforcing a gifting or a talent or a physical feature, the problem with that, then their entire confidence comes in that. And now they've forgotten who they are in Christ. And when something is shaken, their pretty hair can't help them. And their good football playing can't get them out of a life situation. That's the other thing about their identity is we just want to be careful that when we speak into their identity, we speak into, wow, that was really polite of you to do. That's like amazing. That was really a hard choice to do. And I'm really proud of you for doing that. That's character. That's integrity. Wow, I bet that feels really good that you honored that teacher, even though that teacher was a jerk. You know, just things like that, even when they're older. And always try not to do anything condescending. Like if you want your home to remain at peace, says, I never allowed my kids to be sarcastic with each other. I never used the statement, oh, that's just kids today. I'd say, well, maybe it is, but that's not Christ. So just be careful that you instill honor because Jesus couldn't do miracles where he didn't have honor. Didn't say he wouldn't. And you can't be an effective parent if you're allowing your kids to bully each other, be sarcastic with each other, and take authority of your home in that. So even if they don't like it, when they leave the door, they know the difference of what it looks like because they'll probably come back around and mimic it when they raise their own kids. Mine has. They didn't at the beginning. I mean, they're like, that's what everybody does. But then once they have their own, oh, yeah. It's kind of like, you know how when we're at home and we're teenagers, not all of us, but myself, a slob. And then I get my own place and it's immaculate. It's the same with your kids. Don't get exasperated. Don't think you're not being heard. You're being heard, but you're being heard more by what you model.
Well, we're talking with Sherry Rose Shepherd today at SOS Radio, and she has a book series that digs into all of these parenting ideas and speaking life to our kids that we've been talking about. It's called Adventures with the King. Thanks for checking in today, Sherry.
If you would like more mentoring, you can go to hisroyalfamily.com, and it's free. And I do mentoring online. I have lots of Bible Life coaching videos, and I also do Bible Life coaching on Bible Gateway as well.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.